Precious Father, we bless your name this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We exalt you, O Lord, for you are God and you are God forevermore. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are God from beginning to the end. Lord, we exalt you. We return all glory unto you, Lord, for you are great and there is none beside you. For you are great and there is none like unto thee, O Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. We lay our crown and we worship you. We return all glory. We return all honor unto you, O Lord. Father, we exalt you. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 28th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind. Thank him for he is the Lord. He will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me into this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord goes ahead of me. The name of the Lord go with me. The glory of the Lord is upon me. The presence of the Lord go with me today. In the name of Jesus, any form of evil that is in this day, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into error. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not stand against me. In the name of Jesus, this day I speak to you, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of the presence of God. I receive the blessing of this day. In the name of Jesus, I receive access. I receive opportunity. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to my provision of this day. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord God that teaches my heart to make profit and make profits this day. In the name of Jesus, whatever I lay my hand upon today, even though dead, will come back to life. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon today, prosper. In the name of Jesus, this day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, my labor in you is unto blessing. The favor of the Lord is upon me. I receive favor for today. In the name of Jesus, I receive blessing for this day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. Oh, the Lord bless me. Bless my storehouse. As I go out, I am blessed. As I come back with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the stones of the feet. I speak to nature. You will not walk against me, but you will walk together to be a blessing unto me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. Any tongue that speaks evil concerning me, oh, you are condemned and your word is made of no effect. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the covenant of the blessings of the Lord. Whosoever blesses me is blessed. Whosoever favors me is favored. Whosoever curses me, they are cursed already. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, any coming together that is not of God, you are scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh, the scripture says you will come in one way and you shall flee in seven places. Oh, any coming together of the wicked over my day, any conspiracy of the wicked over my day. You are canceled. You are scattered in the name of Jesus. Your words will not stand. Your coming together will not stand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is the 28th day of May 2026. Our program that we have been announcing this way is holding today by the grace of God by 12 noon. We are starting by 12 noon. Remember, this is the season to break away from any and every form of limitations. Come and let us pray together. Men ought to pray and not to faint. Come and let us present ourselves in the presence of the Lord. The program is going to start by 12 by the grace of God. I would love to see you there. Come, let us hold the hands of the Lord as we receive blessings from His presence. It is well with you. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Jokodo Junction, Songo Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into the prayer of today, I want us to pray for the children that is still in the captivity of the wicked, the children that were kidnapped from their schools and their teachers. I want us to lift up our voice and pray for these precious ones. Lift up your voice and pray concerning them. I want you to speak to the Lord that, Lord, you will intervene. Arise, O Lord, and intervene. Arise, Lord, concerning these precious ones. Arise, Lord, and intervene. Deliver them from the camp of the wicked. Deliver them from the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Father, deliver them. These are your heritage. They belong to you, O Lord. Father, arise beyond the ability of man, beyond the capacity of men. Father, arise that you will set confusion in the midst of their captors and you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Over these children, Lord, let your mercy speak. Over these precious ones, Lord, let your mercy speak for them. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, for your mercy's sake. Arise, O Lord, for your mercy's sake, and save these precious ones. Arise, O Lord, for your mercy's sake, and save these children. Lord, arise. Arise and stop the hand of the wicked over this nation. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, arise. Arise, O God, uproot them from the source, that they will no longer prosper in their enterprise. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, this giant has terrorized us enough. Father, you will defeat and you will pull it down. In the name of Jesus, arise and deliver these precious ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you would deliver them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please, beyond this time, remember these precious ones and pray for them. There are a lot of children in this nation that is in the camp of the wicked. Let us pray for them that the Lord would deliver them wherever they are. The ones that has been adopted here in Oyo State, the ones adopted in Kwara State, the ones that have been adopted in the northern part of Nigeria. Speak to the Lord that the Lord will intervene and will save this precious one, that the Lord will save them by His mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, we are going to continue in prayer. Like I told you that this week is going to be a week of prayer. We are having a special program today. It's a prayer and prophecy program. This morning, we are going to be praying from the book of Isaiah chapter 49. I'm reading from verse 24 to verse 26. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Verse 26, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. I want you to arise this morning and pray. You know, we've been going through series of prayers since Monday by the grace of God. I want you to arise and break demonic activities over your life. Break every demonic influence over your life. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord, I am delivered from the shackle of darkness by the blood of Jesus. I break every demonic influence, every influence of the wicked over my life, I break them in the name of Jesus. Every influence of evil patterns over my life, I break you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I break them. I am no longer a prey to the wicked. I am no longer a prey to the powers of darkness. For thus saith the Lord, the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Oh, the Lord, arise on my behalf and contend with them that contend with me. The Lord, contend with every demonic influence over my life, and he saves my children in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord, deliver me from every form of oppression in the name of Jesus. Declare over your life, I am delivered from the shackles, from the filters of darkness, from the chain of darkness. I am delivered from every appearances of limitations around my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, declare oppressions of darkness. I want you to pray over your life that I cancel every oppression of darkness over my life in the name of Jesus. Every oppression of darkness. In the dark places, there is wickedness, there is cruelty, there is demonic influence, there is sorcery. I want you to pray. Oppressions of darkness is cancelled over me. I arise today and my light shine in the name of Jesus. According to the word of the Lord, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Oh, behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But as for me, the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. Oppressions of darkness is suspended, is cancelled over my life in the name of Jesus. You have no place of oppression in my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I cancel every evil pattern, demonic patterns over my life. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I do not follow the design of wickedness. I follow the blessings of the Lord Jesus. Every demonic pattern, demonic design over my life in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray. See, this is one of the prayers that we are going to pray during the program today. You will declare, I am delivered from demonic limitation in the name of Jesus. I am delivered. You mention your name, mention your business, mention your ministry, mention the name of your children, mention your family. I am delivered from limitation in the name of Jesus. You will arise and you will contend in the place of prayer. I break every barrier of limitation. I go beyond expectation. I excel above the expectations of the wicked. Limitation is broken over my life in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from demonic limitations. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Enchanted limitations over my life, over my ministry, over my family, my business, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Limitation is broken over me in the name of Jesus. I want you to contend in the place of prayer this morning. I contend with every influence of captivity over my life. I contend and I overcome with every influence, every influx of captivity over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me say this to you. Someone is going to listen to this podcast, and this is what the Lord is saying. In that your dream where you see that you have been adopted, that you have always been seen like you are caged, you are put in a cage. This prayer is for you. In the name of Jesus, I contend and I overcome every influence of captivity over my life, over my spirit, over my family, over my children, over my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I contend and I overcome. I contend and I overcome in the name of Jesus. I want you to take this prayer as I round up, and we meet again by 12 noon for another session of prayer today. I want you to pray. I walk into my next level. I walk into my next level. My next level of testimony. The next level that testify to the removal of limitation over my life. I walk into my next level in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is handing me over to good men and great men. Men that will bring me up, that will pull me up above the limitation that will pull me up above all barriers in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The Lord break every demonic influence over your life. Demonic barrier is broken, is removed. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In Jesus' name, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you blessings that passes all human understanding. The Lord give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Beloved, once again, I want to extend this invitation to you. The program is going to start by 12 by the grace of God today at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena, Ijokudu Junction, Songwele Ele Road. The program is going to start by 12 by the grace of God. It is well with you in Jesus' name. My second invitation, join us as we journey to the kingdom of God. For the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. The Lord is coming soon. He is coming soon and very soon. Remember, if only on this earth we have hope, then we are of all men most miserable. The Lord is coming. He is coming. Let no man deceive you. The Lord Jesus is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. See you later in the afternoon.